Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So we go across the country. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to open up the show and have a chat with the lovely lady from Marawa Law. We've got Michaela French on the line. Michaela, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you going?
Very good, very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So COVID-19, we're still in this space. How are you guys travelling at Marawa Law? Are you back on deck in the office?
Yeah, so we're slowly getting back on deck. So we have been working from home for the past about 5 weeks. So I was in the office from Tuesday to Thursday, and Ferns just joined us in the office today as well. So we're all coming back on board.
All right. Now, you did mention Fern, so I must talk about the elephant in the room. Congratulations to yourself, Michaela French, and also Fern Newcomb. You guys have just finished your degree, is that right? You passed the bar, so to speak. Is that the case?
So we've both got our degrees, and we've just recently been admitted by the court. So this was the next process that we were waiting
yes.
for. And it was a bit of a different ceremony. We had to do it on our laptops, so it was different.
With a flat top and a gown and a little scroll there on your right hand.
Yeah,
be on the camera.
Nice. Yes,
with a pair of thongs in which they couldn't see the thongs.
That's right. All things are hidden under the table.
Well, congratulations to yourself and Fern, and also to Marawa Law and to Leah Cameron, the director of the corporation. And we're kicking goals, even in COVID-19, so too deadly, we would say.
Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Now, topic today, we had a beautiful conversation last week with your associate, Cassie Lang from Brisbane, Marawa Law, and we talked about commercial tenancy relief. Our topic today is residential tenancy relief. So give me an intro to this conversation, please.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a tenant myself, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about what tenancy relief is out there. So,
well, that's more meat on the bone in the conversation because you are a tenant, yes. You there? Oh, that's Michaela French. I've lost Michaela. I'll try and get her back. Just going into, you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry, it dropped out.
Okay, got you back. All good. Yeah. So I was just talking about the introduction, the residential tenancy relief. And you're saying that you're a tenant yourself, so that gives more meat on the bone is what I was going to say in regard to the conversation, yes?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So I'm going through some tenancy negotiations myself, so I thought it'd be a great opportunity to come on air and chat about it.
Good, okay. So what's the, how long will the regulation be in effect? I mean, government has put regulations in regarding residential tenancy relief?
Yes, so on the 24th of April, last month, the Queensland Parliament passed the Residential Tenancies and Rooming Accommodation Regulation 2024, this COVID-19 emergency response. So essentially what this regulation does is amend the Residential Tenancies and Rooming Accommodation Act to allow for assistance and support for tenants and landlords during this COVID-19 crisis. So the regulation is going to be in effect until the 31st of December this year.
Okay, and who does the regulation? Who does the regulation apply to as such?
Yeah, so the regulation will apply to residential tenancy agreements and rooming accommodation agreements that are signed before or after the 29th of March 2020. And it also applies to tenants, landlords, residents and real estate agents involved in those particular agreements. I do also want to note that the regulation does have limits on its protections for tenants. So that limit is that the tenants must have experienced excessive hardship because of this COVID-19 emergency. So as a result, the regulation has included categories on what types of circumstances that are considered excessive hardship.
Mm.
Now, there's six main categories, and those are, you know, the tenant or the person living with them has suffered from COVID-19, they're subject to quarantine, the tenant's place of employment has been closed or they're restricted, a tenant is self-isolating because they're a vulnerable person, for example, maybe an elderly person.
Yep.
The fifth one is that a tenant is restricted from working or returning home due to the travel restrictions and bans, or the COVID-19 emergency prevents the tenant from leaving or returning to Australia. So if you think that you fall into any of those categories, you will be considered to have excessive hardship. And I should also mention too, the other category is that if you're a tenant and you want to claim rental relief, you have to have lost 25% of your income. And this will also qualify if the rent that you are paying exceeds 30% of the income.
Okay, fantastic. What protections are available to tenants who are experiencing excessive hardship?
So if you're a tenant and you've qualified for those categories I just mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
The regulations protective provisions will apply. So this means there is a moratorium on evictions. So if you're a tenant and you're in financial distress and you can't meet your rent commitment, you can't be evicted or you can't be listed in a tenancy database for rent arrears.
Mm-hmm.
The second protection that's available is extending the term of your tenancy. So if you're in a fixed term agreement and, you know, it's due to expire, it can be extended until the 30th of September 2020 unless you decide you want a shorter term.
So that's for those people who their lease is up and they're about to move, but COVID-19, it changes the so-called equation of the conversation, so to speak. And so that's now been extended to 30th September, because people can't be out there looking for accommodation if we're in isolation.
Yep.
And then if we've got no money coming in, how can we pay bond for the next place, so to speak?
Is
that what you're talking about?
And there's also the right to not be evicted. So if you're in that situation,
yes,
then you can extend the lease. So, yeah, I think that's really good.
Very, very good
outcome.
Yep.
For the regulation.
Exactly. And there's
another one?
Yep, protection. Yep.
Yeah. So another one is you can restrict the landlord's access to your home. So if the landlord wants to come in for inspections or, you know, maintenance repairs, you have the right to say no.
For privacy.
Privacy, but also, you know, health concerns. And
sure, exactly,
as well.
Yes.
So if that happens, the tenant will still have to have virtual inspections with the landlord. So that means that the real estate or the landlord can set up a virtual inspection through Zoom or through FaceTime. That way they can, you know, tick that box if they have to.
Mm-hmm. Also, termination of excessive hardship?
So tenants can apply for a termination order in respect to their agreement if they are suffering hardship. So if they want to have the agreement terminated, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Another protection is rent decreases. So the tenant and landlord can at any time enter into a variation agreement for the rent reduction, and they'll have to complete the form, which is on the Residential Tenancies Authority, the variation agreement form, and, yeah, tick those details and fill that all in.
Okay, yep. So what can tenants do if they are experiencing excessive hardship?
Yeah, so the first thing I would recommend is to read the regulation and see whether it's going to apply to you in your individual circumstances. What you can also do is notify your landlord and real estate as soon as possible if your circumstances are changing. So, for example, you know, you've lost your job, you've had to cut back hours at work, or, you know, you're experiencing domestic violence.
Okay.
And it's also important to ensure that you have your evidence and documents that you can give to the landlord or real estate agent to show that you are experiencing excessive hardship.
And so domestic violence is classed as hardship, you could say?
Funneling statement. On that note as well, the regulation does impose a penalty. So if you are producing documents or information that is false or misleading, the penalty is 50 penalty units, which amounts to $6,672.50. For a fine.
Okay. Just quickly, what happens if a dispute arises between the tenant and landlord?
Yeah, so if there's a dispute, you can contact the Residential Tenancies Authority to assist with dispute resolution if you are unable to come to an agreement with negotiations with your landlord. So Their phone number is 1300 366 311.
1300 366 311.
Yes.
All right, and that's a national line, is that right?
Yeah, that's their national line. But you can get more details from them on their website, which is www.rta.queensland.gov.au.
All right, fantastic. Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for the conversation. Now, quickly, Marawa Law. Who's Marawa Law?
Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law.
All right, fantastic, beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your deadly team, Salah Leah, and also congratulations to yourself in passing your degree, as well as Fern Newcomb. It is a deadly team. Proud of the work that you do, and I love working with you, Deadly Mob there, too deadly.
Well, thanks, Trev. Love working with you guys as well.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Michaela French, Marawa Law, and the topic there was residential tenancy relief. So you mob are protected in regard to hardship because of COVID-19, and it's about communicating with your landlord, but there are support and help there in regard to the support by the government in the new regulation, of course, thanks to COVID-19. But there is a number if you've got any dramas, any situation that you need to, if there's a dispute or something with your landlord, you can call 1300 366 311. The number again, 1300 366 311. Otherwise, check it there, check at the webpage, all the www.rta.qld.gov.au/. All right, so there's support there to help you mob out in the world that we live in at the moment, COVID-19. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. To Deadly Mob, let's have a yarn.
Come ya little bro, bro, come ya, you run go tell my lady. I go take a flop out, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see your war. If I know low boat, I low dinghy. You are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow fashion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me. If not, say see you more. I love dinghy, you watch Ivan Allen too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take off the boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me. If not, say see you more. Come ya little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go TI. I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy you your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me. If not, say see you walk. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me.
last. No, petrol. Where's the petrol? Ah, we're stuck now. I'll have to swim.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Means we go across the country. So have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, the world we're living in at the moment, upside down, but it's about being flexible and adapting to the environment we're living in. Looking, loving, respecting our beautiful mothers out there, because the Women in Super Mother's Day Classic, MDC, Australia's largest breast cancer fundraiser, is excited to announce a new collaboration with Vision Australia Radio, VAR, as their digital community broadcaster to celebrate this iconic event on Mother's Day. And on the line, we've got Zara Lawless, Mother's Day Classic CEO on the line. Zara, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning. Thank you, Trevor, for having me.
Thank you for coming to the program. Look, we are living in an upside-down world, but no matter what world we're living in, always love and respect our beautiful mothers.
That's correct, yes. Look, the Mother's Day Classic's been going for 22 years, and as with the rest of the world, you know, a bit over 5 or 6 weeks ago, with the ban on mass gatherings around the country, we had to find some innovative ways to make sure that we could still bring our community together. So, you know, obviously, coming together and celebrating the lives of those women that have been touched, and men, to be honest, as well. There are some men as well, but, yes, you know, those that have been touched by breast cancer, it was really important to make sure that we could still bring that community together on Mother's Day, notwithstanding that we can't come together in a physical event. So we've launched a virtual event, as with many events, finding new and innovative ways that we can still do all of those things that are at the heart of it, keeping the community connected, making sure that people stay active, and we've been overwhelmed by the response.
Fantastic. So what are some of the ways that the listeners can partake in the MDC Virtual 2020?
Yeah, well, look, normally we would have an event in Cairns. We've got events all over the country. We, you know, usually on Mother's Day we'd be running up to 100 events for up to 100,000 people all around Australia. But this year what we're calling on people to do is we're challenging them to get active and to stay connected. So we're asking people to jump online at mothersdayclassic.com.au and still register for the event. Those funds, all of our funds, go to the National Breast Cancer Foundation to support life-changing research. And then we're asking people to go out and run or walk 4 or 8K on or before Mother's Day, whether it be in their local area, you know, even in their backyard, just to really go out and stay active and stay connected. You mentioned the collaboration with Vision Australia Radio. Yes. And as I said, normally on the day people would be coming together in a physical sense. And while we're asking people to go out and run in their own communities, we wanted to make sure that we could still have that sense all around Australia of people united by a common cause and remembering those that have been touched by breast cancer. So Vision Australia Radio, we partnered with them to bring that to life. We're running a two-hour community broadcast that will give that same sense. We'll hear from people all over Australia that have been connected with the event for the last 22 years. Many people we know have done every single event. In fact, Auntie Pam Pedersen, who'll be doing the Welcome to Country for us on Mother's Day as part of that broadcast, has been involved in every single Mother's Day Classic event, which is quite extraordinary. So we knew that it was really important to make sure we could bring everybody together, and we hope that people all over the country will tune in to Vision Australia Radio, and we'll be part of that.
And look, using the tools that are available, and here you are using Vision Australia Radio as the vehicle as such, and it's about being adaptable to the new environment that we're living in, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I think we've seen so many different ways that people are adapting and innovating. And, you know, it certainly is true that these unprecedented times require innovative solutions. And, you know, radio is just such a great medium to get...
Second that.
to reach. Yeah, well, that's right. Because, you know, we also know that people don't always have access to internet, but, you know, between the internet and radio, we hopefully will be able to cover off the whole country. People could either listen digitally or they can tune in to one of the various Vision Australia radio networks throughout the country.
Now, in regards to recognising, loving, respecting our beautiful mothers out there, it's also a vehicle to stop breast cancer together, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Look, over the last 22 years, we've raised over $37 million for breast cancer research, and that has funded 70 projects that really are changing the way that people are treated, the way that that they can, the survival rates. We know that in that time, the five-year survival rate for women with breast cancer has increased, and it's now at 91%, which is amazing. And research can make a difference. It leaves a legacy, and that was something that the amazing women that founded our event 22 years ago really wanted to ensure, that this was an event that's not only celebrating the lives of those touched by breast cancer, but is actually helping to change the outcomes and to leave a legacy for those women that are diagnosed in future.
Mm, fantastic. Very important space you're working in. In regards to the concept, the idea with a collaboration with Vision Australia Radio on Mother's Day, how did this concept idea came up, and who was at the table in regard to the discussion?
It was just breaking up then. Could I get you just to repeat that question? Sorry, I couldn't quite hear.
Oh, sorry,
it.
I'm just talking about the collaboration with Vision Australia Radio. Who was at the table, Zara, regarding the conversation and leading up to this concept, this idea?
Well, the CEO of Vision Australia is Ron Hooton, and I had caught up, and I phoned him because it's really two iconic Australian organisations that exist to help people, to change people's lives. Obviously, Vision Australia work in the area of blindness and low vision services, and their radio service provides a mechanism for the radio for the print handicap, so people that can't otherwise access information are able to use Vision Australia radio right throughout the country. So when we were looking for a vehicle to get our message out there, we thought that it would be really important to go with another organisation that shared those same values as we do. So I gave Ron Hooton a call and proposed the idea, and within days we were sitting down with the head of their radio, Conrad Brown, to bring this all together. And Vision Australia Radio have been so supportive in making this happen, because, as I said, it really is about shared values, and particularly in the times that we're facing at the moment, so important that we all lean on each other, that we find ways to work together to make sure that we can keep the community together.
I think you capitalise on the affirmation they're running with at the moment in regard to COVID-19, that we are all in this together, and you're doing it with Vision Australia, and that's getting it together, isn't it?
It really is. It is. We are all in this together, and it is great to see this. There's many examples of this throughout the country of people relying on each other. And I must say, at Mother's Day Classic, we are so thankful for the support of Vision Australia Radio to make sure that we can reach the broader Mother's Day Classic right around the country. And I'm really excited to hear. And to hear that all come together, and it'll be great to hear people's stories. We know that there'll be people from Cairns to Hobart, Perth, over to Sydney, that'll all be taking part in the Mother's Day Classic. As I said, we usually have up to 100 locations, but this year we'll have thousands of locations, and it'll be really special to hear where and how people are making Mother's Day mean more in these uncertain times.
So we can say it's we make Mother's Day mean more, getting it together. Fantastic conversation, good space you're working in, and using deadly tools out there in regarding Vision Australia working together. Thank you very much for sharing, Zara. All the best to you and your deadly team, and look, we'll be yarning soon, and you and your team, as well as your family, stay safe, Zara.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me, Trevor. Really great to chat to you.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Adela Yarn there with Zara Lawless, her name is, Mother's Day Classic CEO. And I look very excited about what they're doing in this space there. Super Mother's Day Classic announcing an exciting collaboration with Vision Australia Radio on Mother's Day. So you mob can be involved in regard to that space, Mother's Day Classic. And that's an acronym for MDC, Mother's Day Classic. Google it, get in line and get online and check it out and look at ways of stopping cancer and also loving, respecting their beautiful mothers out there, and love and respect to our mothers who are with us in spirit, like my beautiful mother is. You mob, add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Love to have a yarn with you. We're coming to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Let's have a yarn, you mob, too deadly.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Too Deadly Mob, it is National Talk Black. Welcome back to your program. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your sober calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, payment service options for Centrelink. Do you need to apply for Centrelink payment? You may be able to get JobKeeper payment from your employer Ask them if they've registered for this payment before you claim a Centrelink payment. If they have and you're eligible, your employer will pay it to you. If you've lost your job or can't work and need to apply for a Centrelink payment, the easy and fastest way to claim is online. If you already have a Centrelink customer reference number, that's a CRN, you can claim online with Centrelink through your MyGov account. If you don't have a CRN, go to my.gov.au to get one. You don't need to visit a service centre. For more information, go to serviceaustralia.gov.au/COVID-19 or call the Indigenous Centrelink call centre. Free call, that is 1-800-136-380. Number again, 1-800-136-380. To Deadly. Have you say your mob here on Deadly Program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, Jan with the ball on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, and taking it right through to 12 noon midday. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a beautiful Annie Pam Pedersen, who will be doing will be again doing acknowledgement of country for the classic. That's the Mother's Day Classic. Instead of in front of 25,000 people at the Melbourne event, she'll be opening the community broadcast at 10 a.m. on Mother's Day. She's been participating with Mother's Day Classic since the very beginning. She originally ran because her daughter-in-law had breast cancer, but Auntie Pam herself was diagnosed just before the 2016 Mother's Day Classic. Auntie Pam is 77 years old and is running 2 hours a day. She is feeling fantastic. She loves Mother's Day Classic and has been concerned about what it means this year for fundraising, impacting the funding for vital breast cancer research. Also an advisor to Peter Mack for Aboriginal Affairs. So on the line, we do have Annie Pam. Annie Pam, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. My goodness, you sound like you're a very, very busy man.
Flat tack, my dear, to but get, not as flat tack as you.
To get all that wording out, I thought, gee, you must have a sore jaw.
I broke my jaw trying to talk there. But Auntie, listen, congratulations. And we could say too deadly, running 2 hours a day, 77 years old. Ain't no flies on you, my auntie.
Oh, well, she's a bit tired today. I didn't actually run this morning. I did a 7K walk.
Well, there you go. Well, at least you're active. And look, it's you're a good ambassador for, Mother's Day Classic and to all our beautiful mothers out there. Look, love and respect. And we live in an upside-down world, but the love and respect for our mothers will never, ever change, yes?
Exactly. And to me, this is so important. And I think about our Aboriginal people, our women, all the time when I take part in this event. Because there aren't too many Aboriginal women that take part in Melbourne. Sometimes there's a big group. My niece did organise a big group to run with me 1 year, which was fantastic. And we had lovely Aboriginal singers on. It made me feel very special.
Good.
But I just love supporting, you know, the Mother's Day because, as I said, it's very important. And, for, you know, the money which is raised goes to research. And, you know, it's just great.
Well, it's a yucky disease, and we're doing our bit to squash it out, and still trying to find a cure for that yucky word, the C word, you know. I had a beautiful chat with Zara Lawless, the CEO of Mother's Day Classic, who spoke very highly of you and so excited to have you still in the space. And with COVID-19 about us, we are working outside the square, so to speak, in regard to social media and internet and what have you, yes?
Oh, that's exactly right. And, oh, gosh, it makes me bit anxiety at times, and especially when this Mother's Day was coming up, all I could think about, what am I going to do?
How are we going to do it?
I won't have all my friends. How am I going to do it? And I just thought, well, too bad. I'm getting dressed up and I'm going on the tan. And if all the men in blue are going to be along the tan, well, that's fine. They can run with me, but don't get too close.
That's right, 1.5 metres. The other thing is, like, and you don't need to worry about how they're going to put it out there. You just be you. And there's a group of people, it's a team of people that make this happen. So you've got the young ones out there who are savvy, understanding how all the social media stuff work. They'll put the platform there and you just be you, Auntie. How's that sound?
Look, that's exactly what I'm going to do because I know that I'll be feeling a little bit emotional because it won't be the same. And I'm thinking, where's all my buddies?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there will be a lot of people on the tan besides myself too.
No, that's fantastic.
All thinking the same as me, as well, and you know, so you know, excited to see people on the tent taking part for a very special cause.
Well, as we get, look, we aren't getting any younger, and as the years go on, we still need to be, well, we need to get more active in that sense, you know, and you know, watch the, watch their intake, our diet, watch the smoking, watch the drinking, being active.
Exactly.
We need to look after, but as we look after the body when we're young, it'll look after us when we get older, yeah?
Oh, Trevor, look, you're exactly right, because when I was turning 50, that was the turning point for me. Because I looked at myself and I thought of our people with heart disease and diabetes, and I thought, I need to change myself and show our Aboriginal people that I want to be a good role model for you all.
Yes.
Eat properly. Exercise. You know, get off the Coke and the hamburgers. Oh, gosh. That's so annoying when I go down the health service sometimes and here they are having a delicious hamburger, which I would like. And a can of Coke. And let's just put that Coke away and have a bottle of water instead.
Yeah, true. It's about choices, isn't it, you know?
Yes.
Making the right choices.
But talk about making bad choices. I made a bad choice yesterday because I had so much on interviews and everything, and I didn't have time to eat at home, and I did go to Macca's.
Did you really?
What? I did. I had a skinny cappuccino. And the board,
all in moderation, auntie.
Yeah, but the board didn't have up what you could eat. And all I could think about is that I would like an egg.
An egg? Did you get your egg?
And I said, have you got an egg? I said, you haven't got this board. What's the matter with this blackboard? I can't see what I can order. So I got an egg in a muffin.
Oh, beautiful. There
and
you
a
go.
Cappuccino.
It's working outside the square, isn't it? And
so how are you, Mob, up there?
Look, we're doing good, Auntie.
I lost you.
You're there? Can you hear me? Hello, Aunt? Oh, look, we'll try and get it back. That's beautiful yonder with Auntie Pamela Pedersen Nichols, and she's involved in the Mother's Day Classic broadcast, and she will be, she's 77 years old. She's been running for 2 hours a day. She said she didn't run today. She only walked 7Ks. Well, how? That's still deadly, isn't it? And look, she's feeling fantastic. And look, we're having a deadly yarn there about the Mother's Day Classic and how they're working this year with the Melbourne event, thanks to COVID-19, working outside the square. But I did lose it there. I'll try and get it back online and continue that deadly conversation. And she's sounding really bubbly and cheerful, doesn't she? So we can take a page out of her book, so to speak. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. That deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. We've got another message here from the Australian Government. Yes, it is. Economic support payments and coronavirus supplement. The government is offering help to veterans and Centrelink customers. This includes $750 economic support payment that goes to people already on eligible payments or concession cards. There's also a temporary coronavirus supplement, and this is an extra $550 a fortnight paid on top of your normal payment. If you already get the Centrelink payment, you don't need to do anything. They'll pay you automatically. Now, if you aren't eligible for the coronavirus supplement, you may qualify for a second economic support payment in July. If you're getting a Centrelink payment and your employer starts paying you JobKeeper payment, you must report it to Centrelink. If you don't, you'll be paid too much and you'll have to pay it back. So you may need to cancel your Centrelink payment to avoid a debt. For information, go to serviceaustralia.gov.au/COVID-19. Or call the Indigenous Centrelink call centre, 1-800-136-380. All right, I think I've got Auntie Pam back on the line. Auntie Pam, you there?
Yes. I sure am. I was telling you about my egg.
Yeah, thank you. Then you went walkabout, and so you got an egg on muffin, is that right?
On the muffin, yes, and the cappuccino, so that was quite nice.
Well, there you go. So the fact that there was no blackboard there or couldn't see the menu, thinking outside the square, you are the customer. You asked what you wanted to eat, and they serviced you. So it's about making the choices, the right choices, eh?
Yes, that's exactly right, you know. Stay away from the fatty foods if you can. I mean, you can have some oils and that in your food, but not too much, you know. And look, you just feel so much better. I feel just so much better.
Good.
Because of how I eat.
Yes.
And I drink, you know, a lot of water. I have my big Herbal Life container full of water, so I drink that each day.
Yes.
And I have fruit. I have plenty of fruit, all that, you know, and I don't have, I've given away the licorice.
No.
I've given away the chocolate.
Good
and
girl.
All the Easter egg that I had on that Sunday, that's the end of that. No more of that.
you put your foot down. You got frustrated with yourself and fixed it all up.
I did. So
good
now
on you.
I'm right. Back on track now. But how are all you people up there, you know, are our people getting, you know, going to get out and do some exercise in a special place in Cairns or...
Yeah, no, well, we've got the Esplanade, the waterfront, which is a beautiful walk, and it's packed to the brim, and I'm seeing brothers and sisters along the Esplanade when I do my walk, me and the lovely lady, and look, it's beautiful to see people being active as such, and it's very important, and I always say too much couch and not enough ouch, so we need to get out and about.
That's
and do
right.
our thing.
Yes, and Trevor, I have been to Cairns a couple of times, and I know where... You know, you're talking about, and I've really enjoyed walking along that boardwalk, running along the boardwalk.
Good, yes. So you've been over here, yes?
The street, and then turn left and keep running right up, and then turn around and come back and run down to, you know, to where the boats are and that.
Beautiful. So on your runs, Auntie, you run with anybody or with the group people or?
No, I like to run on my own because I can't concentrate. Running with people.
Well, too much yarns going on. Don't want to talk.
Yeah, I can't talk. If I talk, I'll fall over.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, can't do two things at once, so to speak.
No, and I like to growl at myself.
Oh,
you know,
good.
You're too stiff. Come on, loosen up now, relax.
There you go.
You're doing well. You're
give yourself
well.
An uppercut, snap out of it.
Yes, I do. I go
That's
off.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Listen, I love talking with you, Auntie. Thank you so very much. And look, all the best for Mother Day Classic. They got the right lady on the job. And so you'll be doing acknowledgement and welcome to country. And a different way of doing it. But look, more power to you. All the best. You take care, Aunt, and love you dearly.
Yes, and I would just like to say good luck for everyone on Sunday, all our beautiful people. Look after yourself. Look after your elders because it's so important during this bad time now.
Yes.
Love you all, and I'd love to meet up with you all one day.
Soon.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, Auntie Pam. All the best, darling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
A beautiful yarn with Auntie Pamela and Pedersen, her name is, Nee Nichols. And look, she's involved in the Mother's Day Classic broadcast. And a deadly woman to have involved in the Mother's Day broadcast. Very active with her life. And she was diagnosed with cancer, but attacking it in the most positive way. So she can she's leading from the front and take a page out of her book, as I mentioned earlier, too deadly. And to all our beautiful mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. This is in advance for Sunday. And love and respect our beautiful mothers out there and new mothers-to-be. And beautiful daughter, she's going to be Mother's Day, first time after giving us a beautiful grandchild. And that's little Peyton, so love her dearly. And to all our beautiful mothers, yes, love and respect our mothers and have a good day and be at ease while people serve you. That's what I wanted to say. Too deadly. Have you say your mob here on your daily program. That's National Talk Black, the daily number 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor, Murray from McCurry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. It's about 10 minutes ago on the program. Add to the conversation, too deadly.
Station.
slave to a white man's wife. Now you are living in a bottle. Too ashamed to speak of your life. Sad, lonely, hakuri woman. When
Koori Woman, that's Barb Burns and Angela Nicholson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. We've got someone online. Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Yeah,
brother, I'd like to give an acknowledgement to Darby McCarthy, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, he died 76, brother, 76. Years old.
Condolences to the family.
Yeah, yeah. So Alex said, "Big thank you," because brother, he broke down barriers for our people. In the 50s and 60s, it was the best jockey in Australia. He raced for the Rothschild, brother. The Rothschild. Can you imagine that?
Okay.
And a millionaire in England called the Aga Khan, and he raced for an actor, and he mixed with royalty, Hollywood royalty, and he was awarded the OAMA, and he's in the Queensland Racing Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And Cathy Freeman acknowledged him because when she was 15, the family and himself allowed her to board with them in Toowoomba when she was 15, brother. So a big thank you for Alphala, dear brother, Billy. And I'd like to acknowledge, I saw the news yesterday on Yarrabah, brother, and I like what the protest was about. It was about some people going to the jet ski, and not just Yarrabah. You know, like other communities, people are able to go into community, white followers, especially go into white and they're not sure whether they're getting clear of the virus or not. But, I mean, of course, we know about this officer, police officer up here at Cape York, at the virus, or some indicate that he had the virus, and another one, Alice from the AFP, he went back to a community there, and another fellow in South Australia, brother, he was protesting, and that's what they are doing. They are protesting. I think they have the right, and there's an unfairness, Murray's Field, that white people are able to go and put out, any indication that they had been cleared, brother. But again, because I was on the regional broadcast, but I want to say it on the national broadcast. I always make the point because of Bill Lee cartoon, and he demonized all the Aboriginal men and Torres Strait Islander men. And I want to say a big shout out to all the single parents that are fathers.
Yes.
And not just because fathers that are, they're not all women that are alcoholic or drinkers. Some died because of ill health, and they were good women, and they took on the role of a mother. So a big shout out to the single parents, fathers. Good.
You included? You included, my brother?
Beg your brother?
You included, yes.
Yeah, brother. And yesterday, I said, in my mum's bingo language, I said, clickety-click, brother, 66. And I did get one message from only one mob of people to wish me happy birthday, and that was cash flow, brother. You know where they get a loan down in here, dear Paul?
Yeah, because
I've got a loan for a laptop for the kids by a second hand from Cash Invaders. And of course, Cash Invaders, you know, if you get a loan and you don't pay it back, you're going to suck it up. They take ownership of that, brother.
Yeah,
and
that's the rules.
You get a loan, brother. On that, I'll end with this. But China, brother, like China is lending to a lot of the countries, and if a lot of the countries don't pay up, well, they take ownership, and not necessarily they're breaking, like white people, what they call British sovereignty. They're breaking no sovereignty, no massacre, no bloodshed, no guns being fired, but they get taken a lot of ownership, and I don't know if you can say it, but Australia has to suck it up, because when the British come here, they've done more than what the Chinese done to us. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Good point. Thank you very much. Someone there, regular caller here on National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off here. Mobber, thank you very much for your company. But stay for you, local mob, stay online. Trinity Trevor will be taking right through to 1 p.m. with the special COVID-19 program. And look, you mob, this is a fantastic vehicle we use in regarding our yarns, a yarning circle it is. Go across the nation, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Use that number for next week's yarn. Otherwise, text us 24/7 045 714 0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And look, stay doing what you need to do regarding flatten out this curve, and that is abiding by the rules. And Australia and New Zealand are leading from the front with all other countries, so hats off to you, all your deadly mob. You are doing your bit. If you've got any concerns or queries, you can call Australian Government National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. The number again, Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. All our beautiful mothers out there, love you dearly. Happy Mother's Day. And my beautiful mother with me in spirit, as well as my grandmother and my beautiful mother-in-law. All right, you mob, take care, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay safe. Too deadly.